It's an incredible schuss to be together. Chanukah. Freilich luchtige Chanukah to everybody. And Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Chanukah. Big days. Very, very big days. Of the biggest days. It's just to sing together like that. L'haydus l'halo. To open up our neshamas. You know, all the whole tish tonight, all the chizik, all the siris, all the delicious kiddush. So it was all being sponsored by the Kirsch family, Lila Nishmas Shimi's grandfather, whose first yahrzeit is tonight. Mamish tonight. He didn't even realize that about a month ago, he reached out that the mishpacha's parents wanted to sponsor. And he thought it was actually a different day off, 2 days off. I don't know. Mamish tonight. The first yard site. So, and Shimi, maybe you don't see him here physically. Shimi was a very close Talmud. He's one of the Yidden that listens from Eretz Yisrael every single week. It's a beautiful thing. Chaver should know that we're here together learning every Erev Shabbos. And part of the Chabura are Yidden and Eretz Yisrael that are listening every week, that are learning with us every week. We're Mamish to Kesher. It's a Kesher Eretz Yisrael that all of us have, which is very, very special. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, it's so hard to say was, like I'm back here. I don't think I'm back here. I'm still like, I'm mamish sick for the last few days. And I think because you come back to America, you get sick. It's like, I don't want to be, I was mamish for 5 days in Eretz Yisrael. I felt incredible with no sleep. Okay, you can say that no sleep caused me to get sick, but it wasn't until I stepped in Chutz La'aretz that I feel sick. Anyways, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, mamish, so many Yidden that were saying that they listened to the Shirim and are learning with us. Some of those Yidden came even to be there in person to buy Malka that we had to bring Yanim. Anyways, so Shemi's grandfather's yahrzeit, Faivel ben Eliezer HaKayin. So all the Torah, the Chizuk, the Siris, all the Brachos should be a big schus for his neshama. And he was somebody, Shimi was telling me, he was somebody that his whole life was Hodah. His whole life was Hodah. His whole life was giving Hakar Satov. He said he used to go and visit him, and he spent time with him. Throughout the visit, like numerous times, 3-4 times, he'd be thanking him for coming. There were times that he'd go to his grandfather would go to his children's house, and he'd go out, we'd wait outside when the bus driver would come to pick up his grandchildren so he could give that car to the bus driver. To everybody, just tremendous. Someone who understood what it was, L'haydus, which obviously is very appropriate that he's connected to the days of Chanukah, L'haydus al-Halo, Samir Tashem. All the Torah, the Chizik, all the service, all the Bracha should be a big schus for his neshama. Faivel ben Eliezer Kain should be a big male choisha for his beautiful family. Until they're dancing together. Mashiach the Kainu b'mehera b'yameinu. The emes is, for the days I was in Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't a moment where I didn't have so much hodah, so much hakar satov. Everywhere that I went, I was just literally tears of hakar satov. You know, when you're yearning for something, and you have tshuka for something, every day for so long, davening, crying, and finally the Yeshua comes. It's mamash so powerful. I've had this list to be in Eretz Yisrael many, many, many times. There's no counting how many times, how many years of my life I've spent in Eretz Yisrael altogether. In the short trips, for sure, this was probably the most special. And I've had very special ones. It's hard to say that. It was something incredible. Everywhere I went, it was like I felt. Everywhere I went, I felt like it was worth flying all the way to Eretz Yisrael for those moments. It was worth flying all the way to Eretz Yisrael. Not worth. It was More than worth. And the word, it's not even the right word, worth. It was just like, the what? Dayenu. Dayenu would have been enough. Dayenu. It was the biggest chus in the world. Just to go spend a minute with Rabbi David Abu Chazera. Just to look again in his eyes that I haven't seen already. Even it was more than 2 years. I don't remember. I think it was Yom Kippur before that, the last time I was by Rabbi David. Just to look in Rabbi David's, the tzaddik's eyes, and get brachas from a tzaddik. Feel like I'm with my best friend in the world. That's how it always is with Rabbi David. Each tzaddik has different feelings. Just to be meron, just to daven mincha meron, and to be in the makom and the mizbeach. I can't even tell you what that was like. To be in that makom of those kedoshim that the mamish 6 months ago. That's the biggest mizbeach in the world today. It's mamish is a, you've all seen pictures, I assume, whatever. But you're there. There are no words, but it's mamish a ramp. It's mamish a mizbeach. It's mamish a mizbeach. To daven there for gula, to daven in that makom ani mamim munishlema bias hamashiach, to daven to sing those words in that makom. I don't think in my life I davened for mashiach more than those moments. Just to go there, dayenu. If I had to go after, I went to Rabbi David and then to Meron. If I had to then turn around and go straight back to the airport, it would have been much more. I don't know. Dayenu is not even the word. Those tefillos. The next day, I bumped into Danny Morris's father in Mesh Arm, Tari Morris, and I was talking to him, and I told him that. That was of the first places I went. I had to be there right away to daven for Mashiach, to daven that we'll be back with Dani, with Tchis Ames and Makarov. Those tefillos were so powerful. That makom is like just, you feel kedusha. In Uman, the reason Rav Nachman's buried in Uman is because of the Jewish blood that was spilled there. The kedusha is there. That's where Rav Nachman's in Uman. This is a makom of kedusha. This mizbeach in Meron now, and then to go from there to Tevel and Mikvah Ari. Just the Tevel and Mikvah Ari. The Tevel and Mikvah Ari. If Chevra knows how much I connect to Mikvah, I mean, not I. We all do. If you don't, then we need to talk. We all need that. It's chachas. It's the biggest chachas of the world. But there's something about it, we all know. It's the Arizal's Mikvah. I went into the Arizal's Mikvah. It's Tevel 613 times. I usually only do that Erev Yom Kippur. One time a year, I Tevel 613 times. I once did that Erev Yom Kippur in the Arizal's Mikvah. But Lamaisa, one time a year. Why 613? Obviously 613 mitzvahs, but if you know Apikabal, the 613 mitzvahs are connected 613 parts of the body, right? You have a Ramach Evarim, you have 248 limbs, and Shesag Yidim, 365 sinews, arteries, veins, Chves Nisht. So I want to be Mekadesh, Metar, every, I need it to be after 2 years being away, close to 2 years, a little less. I need to be Mekadesh, Metar, every part of the body. I went with Chevra, with my son and his friend, and Rabbi Mirzov, who did Nafshi, and Josh Fargas. I said, I'm going to tell you, they thought I was joking, I'm going to daven at 613. Although Ari believed it, because Ari, he traveled earlier, and he went to go daven by the Kfarim, as a Kohen I can too, so he knew he'd have time, because I'm going to travel 613. And then from there, all in one day, from there to go to Yerushalayim. Imagine the day, we get in 11:20 in the morning until we get out of the airport. Of course, there's always minios, like Shmuel was supposed to meet me with a car, but of course, when he went to pick up the car, they told him there are no cars. Only in Eretz Yisrael, you have reservations for a car, we don't have cars. What do you mean there's no cars? He reserved it the day before. That's how things go. But like, not apologetic, like, there's no cars. But I called and you said you had a car for me. Okay. Baruch Hashem, my father's a tzaddik, and he had a car, so he took a cab with my mother and sister instead and gave me his car. Well, everything works out, because everything's been a shemayim, but... So the day didn't start till 12:30 from the airport, and then from there to Rabbi David Naria, to Meron, and to Tzvat, and then I'm speaking in Nativ at 10:15. So we get to the old city, so I was going through the old city, I didn't want to yet even see the Kaisel, because I knew it would be too emotional, and I was supposed to be speaking like 5 minutes later. But my son said, we're going to stop. Rabbi Groner, his Rebbe, was there for Shabbos, and they were having a big Achanel Shabbos, Chavon Shabbos, Achanel Shabbos, by Groners. And they rented this gorgeous apartment overlooking the Kaisel, one of those apartments directly across with the rooftop overlooking Har Abayis. It was Main Olam Haba. But I didn't realize what we were going about to see, and I walk in there and go to the roof and see the Kaisel. And that was it. That was it. There was streaming of tears. I can't even explain to you what that moment was. And I tore Kriya, and you should know it's chavra. Usually I don't tear. This big machlokes is poskim to begin with, whether bizman is I have to tear Kriya. And plus, generally, I go every few months, and usually I don't tear Kriya. The last time I tore Kriya, I do it just to me, in case the poskim say you're supposed to, which most people hold you are supposed to, by the way, but. So I'm mocking my shirt to someone else, just in case those poskim, but. I usually don't tear Kriya. The last time I tore Kriya was when Rabbi Amorim Nasasivi Zeich Zadikash Varacha was Nifter. That was the last time I tore Kriya. But I went this time, I said, how could I not tear Kriya? Now part of me said, you pump now, I shouldn't tear Kriya, but I'm so excited, such emotion, such excitement, such simcha, but that's exactly why I tore Kriya. I said, this time more than ever, I have to remember this Chorban. Because I'm too besimcha, I have to feel the Chorban. This is not enough. And I remember, I go into the Tzivari after that, and all these guys that I haven't seen in 4 or 5 months are coming, giving me a big hug, my children, and I couldn't get words out of my mouth. I just was crying and hugging them, guy after guy, just crying and hugging them, and trying to make my way to the front to speak. And I get there, and I stood there, I was just crying, I couldn't even say anything. I don't know how many of you ever listened, but the first 5-6 minutes of the... Where was there? First 5-6 minutes of the whole entire speech, all I'm doing is crying. That's all just in one day. So if I had to get on a plane that night, it wasn't the greatest day of my life already. Vada Dayenu. Baruch Hashem, I got to stay. And I got to daven Lel Shabbos by Kaisel Maravi, which was Main Olam Haba, which always is the highlight of my life, and Suda Lel Shabbos Barivyol with the Chevra. Malva Malka, we had about 150 guys from Malva Malka. Mamish, I can't even explain what it was like. And then, besides the fact that my son became a chassan there, you know? Like, that was just like, which was incredible. Incredible, what a simcha. We should all be zayich and continued simchas. You know what it was also? Like, my son became a chassan. I sent this out to the Chevra, so I'm sure. But then that night after the L'chaim, to go to Davin to give Akar Tov at Kever my son Shmuel, to go to Kever Shmuel Navi. Like, only in Eretz Yisrael, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? It's like ridiculous. If you stop and think, what are we doing here? Why are we here? It's like, there, every step you take, you feel at home. Every step you take, you feel that it's MS. You feel that's where you're supposed to be. You have clarity. You go, again, like Chvestish, after, what would have been if you got engaged here? Where'd I go afterwards? I would have gone to Royal. But he's Shmuel, Kevin Shmuel, you know what I'm saying? Like, that makes a lot more sense. Then where'd I go the next day? I said, oh, you got engaged? You're chassan? So you got to learn Kicha, Kicha, and Steafron. Let's go to Steafron. So we got in the car and drove to Steafron. And we entered Marzach Pela. And I gave him with his chevra, I took him and his chevra, and we gave a shir in the Marzach Pela about Kicha, Kicha, and Steafron. Not normal. And then from there, the Kiva Rachel. And then to the Shvil Pinchas, of course, Rabbi Amori, to have a brachas for the chassan to talk. So much more. And the stories will come up through the Torah. Mirtz Hashem. But we got to all be there. We got to be there for good. Enough is enough. There's no more coming back. It's always, you know, I'm again leaving the Kaisel, and I feel like I'm always just leaving the Kaisel. I'm always just leaving the Kaisel. Do you feel that way, guys? You know, like, it's such a powerful moment. It's like when you get there, within minutes, you feel like you never left. You feel so at home, more at home than you're here. Within minutes. Even though I wasn't there for 2 years, the longest I haven't been there in my whole life. Someone asked me, when was the last time you were not there for this long? And I chesbin it, I realized it was sixth grade. So I was about, I don't know, 10 years old the last time I went this long without being there strong. I mean, can't remember. I mean, it was probably 20 years ago since I haven't. Since I would go 6 months, you know. I don't know what we're doing. Constantly leaving there. It's time to stay there. It's time to just. That's it. More. What do you say?
I can't afford it.
You want me to call Tom? Can't afford it. Yeah, it's a good taina.
I have an apartment.
It's a good taina. I don't know. We gotta figure it out. I think it's time to figure it out. It's too special there. Anyways, all right. Lemaisa, I have so much more to say on this, and we'll come up through. But let's learn Torah. And I want to share not just experiences and what it was, so I could give over, because again, that's where we're supposed to be. By the way, I sent this out as well. I felt this very strongly on the plane going there. You know, even though for 2 years I was davening and crying, and suddenly I'm just there. Get a little chizik for Mashiach. You know, we've been davening and crying for years also. We're going to be there. And it'll be, when it happens, it'll be like Karavai and all the... By the way, the moment I was in Eretz Yisrael, the last 2 years, like, faded away in a moment. It was like it didn't even happen. That's going to be Mashiach also. All the pain, all the suffering, like it never even happened. And the moment it happens, like, that's how it's supposed to be. Finished. I have talking about Yisrael, Moshe Yaakov. I got to give him a bracha. Moshe Yaakov's here, who gives us the ability to... I mean, the Israeli government keeps on taking away the ability, but at least we have someone who's protecting the land when the government lets us go. Moshe Yaakov, Shem Yishmorcha Mikora, Shem Yishmorcha Nafshecha, just continue to watch over you, and you should protect us, and the Eibishter should protect you, Meretz Hashem.
Amen.
So let's learn Torah, Chever. Let's learn Torah. Chever remembers the story... How years ago, on Matzah Yom Kippur, when I was by the Kaisel after Yom Kippur, which is my minhag, to go say Kiddush Levana by the Kaisel, and I found a dreidel. Were you with me then? No. It was before you.
Like every single time you asked
the same. So I found a dreidel. I don't know, very often Moshe Dov is with me at the Kaisel. That's why.
Next time.
So I found this dreidel. I have it still. I'll show you. And there's a lot of chizik I took from that dreidel. It was the craziest thing ever. Oh, Anderson, come. It was the craziest thing ever to find a dreidel, Matzah Yom Kippur. When else, tell me if anyone here has ever seen a dreidel lying around somewhere, not Chanukah time. And at the Kaisel, it doesn't make any sense. It was devada, just min hashamayim, to give me chizik, that I should have a dreidel. And I always felt that dreidel was meant as some sort of chizik to uplift one's time in Chutz La'aretz, because I was leaving that night. So let's talk about the dreidel, Chavra. In the dreidel, says Nun Gimel Hein Shin on it. It's a lot of discussion where the source of all this is. Not so pashit. The Sfarim bring down that Nun Gimel Hein Shin is already Merames, and there's a deep connection to Parshas Vayigash. Next week's parasha, where when Yaakov and his children are going down to Mitzrayim, so the pasuk says, "Yas Yehuda shalach lefanav al Yosef lahiris lefanav." He sent Yehuda first. Where lahiris lefanav geishna? Lahiris lefanav geishna. He sent Yehuda, as Rashi explains, to set up at the Midrashos, where Goishna, to Goishan. What are the Isias Goishna? Gimel, Shun, Nun, Hey. The letters of the dreidel. Sipnei Sascher and others talk about this. There's no question there's a kesher between Goishna and the dreidel. And what is it? So I think simple pshat is very obvious. The simple pshat is something that I heard Rabbi Tzimbino speak about. I'll tell you, I don't think in my life, BMS, I don't think in my life I ever heard a woman like give a speech. You know, like me, I've heard a woman speak before. You know, okay, that Mishnah Novos is tough. But anyways, Lemaisa, I'm Avin Yavin. Lemaisa. And I'm saying I can't keep it. I'm not saying I'm makbid on it. Who could be makbid on that Mishnah? Very hard Mishnah. Anyways, Lemaisa. But Rabbi Zimbino was speaking in the Tavarye, first night of Chanukah, before the Neros. So I went to listen to her, because I've always had tremendous kavod for her. I've had a kesher with her and the Rosh Hashiva for many years already. She's like my mother in Eretz Yisrael. Emes. Very special, very, very special people. She even sewed on my buttons on my back of the L'chaim. Shmuel told me I have to wear my bekeshon strimal by the l'chaim. So, but the problem was, so I have my bekeshon that I keep in Eretz Yisrael. Who wants to travel back and forth? I have to have my bekeshon in Eretz Yisrael. The problem was, at the Malav Malka, so already, you know, you have three buttons on the bekeshon. So the bottom one already fell off a long time ago. The bottom one's not a big deal. Nobody knows the difference if the bottom one's there or not. But then, during the Malav Malka, Matzah Shabbos was rocking, and the top one fell off. Now the top one's a bad one to fall off. Now it's not because of, by the way, just don't think it's because of my size over here. Because I'm telling everyone, my whole mishpach is, I came back and said I look very skinny. So, lemaisa, because you don't eat much in Eretz Yisrael, and you walk a lot more. I didn't take a car this time besides for the first and last days when we were traveling places. I wanted to walk the streets of Yerushalayim. When I have a car, I don't do that as much. So I said, Shmuel wants me to wear a bekeshon, but I asked Rabbi Zabina, so my mother in Yerushalayim, she sewed my buttons on for me. So I have to listen to her Torah, you know. So she spoke the first night before the licht, maybe something that Tiv guys remember. Apparently that's the minhag. Twice a year she speaks in a Tiv. This is what I was told. That the first night of Chanukah and Parshas Zachor. I don't know, I guess Thursday of Parshas Zachor, aren't you? I don't know. That's what someone said. This is what I was told. Anyways, I don't want those times. It's interesting. I mean, I guess Purim and Chanukah. Purim and Chanukah, Nashim Tikkanios. Maybe that's why. Esther and Yehudas, maybe Afikar Yibos is an ace. Could be. She gave a beautiful drasha. She connected as Vasemis and a Rambam in a very, very beautiful way. But when she spoke about, well, listen to the lesson. She spoke about that in two phrases in America that we have. One phrase she spoke about was that America is a melting pot. And a melting pot basically means that we all should melt into each other. We should all be, I don't know, to have unity, to have oneness, to become one. And she said, if you look up melting in the dictionary, it actually means to like evaporate into each other. And she says, this is a terrible ashkafa. She said, this American culture, the melting pot, is not what any of us should be. Because that means we're one and the same with lo aleinu, those who have very different sets of morals, very different sets of ethics, very different sets of what's MS Pesheker, what's right and wrong. American culture is immoral, is unethical, is disgusting. American culture is full of Sheker. American culture is full of temptation. The value system is all about everything that we don't believe in. And the melting pot basically means don't be different, be the same. She said the same is true for being politically correct. Again, she said there are times when politically correct means to have proper midos, proper sensitivities. There are times. But very often, it's basically don't stand out and be different. We as Yidden are supposed to stand out and be different. We in Yidden are supposed to separate ourselves. We're the Or Lagoyim. We should be that light, that candle of Chanukah. We're the light. We don't follow them. It's a very important yesod. A very important yesod. And maybe that's pshat in Goishna's connection to Chanukah. Meaning why Goishna, Gimel, Shin, Nun, the letters of the dreidel. Goshen was, even when we're in Mitzrayim, we had our shtetl. We were separated. We were separate. The problem, you know when all of Gal's Mitzrayim started? When we no longer were separating. The Medrash said we started going into their cultural centers, into their theaters. When we started walking like an Egyptian, that's when the whole Golus began. When we stayed separate, everything was good. I live in America, but I'm a Yid. I'm not an American. I'm a Yid. I happen to live in America. I'm not an Egyptian. I'm a Yid. Goishna represents that. And that's very, very important. Of course, you're living somewhere. You have kavod for an appreciation for that place, for what they could do for you. But you're not one of them. We're different. But I think there's a deeper pshat here. And it's big Baruch Hashem. Some of this, all of this Torah that we're sharing tonight was started on the plane to Eretz Yisrael, through the trip in Eretz Yisrael. For tonight. So it's all together. It's all, these are all the tires that came to me. And I want to chazer an old Torah, maybe the Chacham Chevra might remember, one of my favorite Torahs in the world, one of the most incredible Torahs I've ever learned. In the connection to Chanukah and Goishna. You ready, Chevra? If you never heard this Torah, it's worth just to hear this Torah from the Naimul Torah from Zalman Tzoratzkin. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei. La'olam yargiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara. Our whole life, the avoid of a yid is that the tov should beat out the yetzer hara. We all have a yetzer hara in us. And it's strong. And has lots of tactics. The Gemara tells us in Ketushin, Daf Lamed, v'schadish b'chol yom. Every day has new tactics to pull us down. We shouldn't learn. We shouldn't daven. We shouldn't have Shemir Sanayim. So our whole life is to defeat the Yetzer, take the Yetzer Tov and defeat the Yetzer Hara. Im nitzchu mutav. If we're victorious, great. Vim lav, let's say not. Yasok b'Torah. What should one do if you feel that Yetzer Hara is getting the best of you? Be oisik b'Torah. Learn Torah. Barasu Yetzer Hara. Barasu Yetzer Tavlin. Right? Makes sense. Gemara continues. Im nitzchu mutov, if your victory is great, im lav, what should you do? Who remembers the Gemara? What's the next step? What's the next step? What? That's the first. You ask for Torah. No? Ah? Kriyashma. It's not Kriyashma. Yikra Kriyashma. Im nitzchu mutov, im lav, yaskir lo? Yamamisa. Love you, Ben. So here we go. So the first step is Oisik B'Torah. Second step is say Kriya Shema. The third step is Yaskir Misa. Listen to this Torah from Mizraim L'Torah. Mamish, to see Torah B'Ksav and Torah B'Pek come together is one like you've never seen in your life. And so we'll answer another famous question. Very famous question. We're one parsha ahead, but we'll bring it all together. We all know the famous, that moment, that you know, I went through for 5 days, just non-stop emotions. I didn't stop crying for 5 days. So what's one of the most emotional moments in all of Torah? Seemingly when Yaakov and Yosef meet up for the first time. Can you imagine what that moment was? Yaakov thought he was dead, hasn't seen him in 20 years. I mean, and he sees his son. So famously, we all know, at that moment, what happens? Yosef is crying on his father's shoulders, hugging him, and what is Yaakov doing? Saying Kriya Shema. Why would Yaakov be saying Kriya Shema at that moment? Yaakov, be normal! Awesome, before today it was Nate's. Shkoyach, I think Hashem would understand this time. Give your son a hug first, cry a little, and then you say Kriya Shema. You had to say Kriya Shema at that moment. So some here are thinking, you know, the morale, and there are a lot of beautiful answers. But this answer is Kodesh Kedashim, you ready? Watch this. Yaakov Avinu, his whole life is this Gemara, which should be all of our lives. La'olam, always Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara. That's our whole life, right? So Yaakov Avinu is so sensitive to that. He's leaving Eretz Yisrael and coming down to Mitzrayim, right? Mitzrayim was the hub of Taiva, the hub of Tumah. So as he's traveling down, he starts to feel that. He feels the Yetzer Hara getting stronger. What do you have to do if you feel the Yetzer Hara getting stronger? Oisik B'Torah. Ves Yehuda Shalach Afanav El Yosef. He sends Yehuda. L'hayir is Goyishna, to set up Bati Midrashas, he's Osek B'Torah. The very next Pasuk is when he gets to the border. Yosef was the second in command, he didn't leave Mitzrayim, he met him at the border. At the border, the Yetzer Hara felt stronger. What did Yaakov have to do at that very moment? Of course he wanted to hug his son. Of course he wanted to kiss his son. Of course he wanted to cry on his son's shoulder. But L'olam Yargiz Yetzer Hara, our biggest avoid in life is to defeat the Yetzer Hara. If the Yetzer Hara feels strong, what do I have to do? So, second step. Say Kriya Shema. That's why he said Kriya Shema at that moment. Which is, by the way, the very next pasuk. Perek Mem Vav, Chaf Ches, is Yehuda Shalach Chafanav. Chaf Tes is when he meets Yosef and says Kriya Shema. Then he enters Mitzrayim. Enters Mitzrayim, the Yetzer Hara even gets stronger. Let me read you the very next pasuk. This is three pasukim in a row. Vayomer Yisrael Yosef. What does Yisrael Yaakov say to Yosef? Amusa Apam Achirisias Penachel Kyod Chachai. Now that I've seen you're still alive, I can die in peace. He's Yaskir Lo Yomamisa. You can't make that up. Kodesh Kedashim. Kodesh Kedashim. You can stop sure there, it was worth it. There's so much more to go with this, Rabbi. I was thinking about this, and I said there has to be a connection between this. Maybe this is the Goishna, that's Yehuda Shal Chavan of Goishna. Maybe that's the Remez of Chanukah. What is this? If the three Tafkidim of life, the three tactics of life to defeat the Yetzer Hara, which is our purpose of life, is Oisik B'Torah, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Echad, Yazkir Lo Yamisa. Maybe this connected the following. Chanukah, we're now in the tekufa of the winter. Now the winter is dark, is cold, and void of Torah Yom Tov, right? From Sukkot until Pesach, Shmini till Pesach, you have no Yom Tov midaraisa. So you have your Drabanan Dik Yom Tov that get us through the winter. What are the Drabanan Dik Yom Tov that get us through the winter? You have Chanukah. And what does Chanukah go into Yimei Shoivavim? Those of us who understand and start talking about, right? Yimei Shoivavim. And Yimei Shoivavim carries us until Purim. And then already it's Shoshal Mim Koidim Pesach already. So Yom Tovim to get us through the winter. The Yom Tovim of Chanukah, the days of Shoivavim and Purim. Chanukah is Lashkichan Torasecha. Chanukah is Yontif to what? Be Marbit Torah. Chanukah is the Or HaGanuz. Chanukah is Oisik B'Torah. Shoivavim we know is primarily to be Metakein Tikkun HaBris and Shemir Sanayim. Tikkun HaBris and Shemir Sanayim is the most selfish avoda of one's life. There are a lot of averas we do, but there's no avera that's more only about you and nothing else. There's no one else even involved in it. It's all taiva for oneself. The antithesis of humility and closeness to Hashem. One of the reasons it's so terrible, amongst many others. So what's that? It's the opposite. So Shoivim is metaking that, but watch Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. If you really believe the Eibishter is everything, how could you be involved in such a thing that's all about you? So Shoivim is Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Purim was Lahashmi Laharug La'abed, it's called Yudim. There's no time in history when there was a gzeiro, there was Nechtam already, Betit, that we should be physically completely destroyed. Yaskir Le'im Misa. So you have the Yom Tovim of Chanukah, Yimei Shoivim and Purim, which is Torah, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and Yaskir Lo Yamisa. Came to me on the plane to Eretz Yisrael, just already feeling the Kedusha. If Yaakov Avinu could feel the Tumah on the way down to Mitzrayim, we could feel the Kedusha on the way to Eretz Yisrael. So on the plane down to Eretz Yisrael, this Torah came to me. And it came to me, if you take the Gematria of Chanukah, Shoivim and Purim, with the three koilels, it's 788. Exactly, Gematria, Ko Yia Mashiach Bimhera Biyameinu with the five koils. 788. Meaning, what if we connect these three principles, we're going to live up to our tafkid of Oisik B'Torah, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, of Yaskir Lo Yamisa, of Zeich to bring Mashiach, and it'll be Ko Yia, so, because Ko is Chafei, it'll start with Chanukah. Okay. That was one thought. But the emes is we're in Chanukah now. We don't need to fast forward to Shoivim. It's never a bad time to talk about Purim, and never a bad time to talk about Shoivim. But let's start Chanukah. The emes is in Chanukah. I think we can talk about all three in Chanukah as well. Lashkichem Zorzech, we already mentioned. That's Vada true. What did the Greeks say? Kis v'lchem ha-keren shor she'ein l'cha chelek v'l'ka Yisrael. Don't believe in God. So what's the opposite of that? Kriyashma, Shema Yisrael Shem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. And even though we all talk about primarily being a spiritual gullus, but there was a mochama, there was a war, there was definitely a Yaskir Lo Yamisa by Chanukah as well. So all three are also found in Chanukah, and that's the beginning of Goishana. But let's talk about these chayavra. Because seemingly this has to be the focus of our life. The focus of our life has to be Torah, Shema, and Yaskir Lo Yamisa. That's what the Gemara is telling us. Let's start with Torah. But I want specifically one type of Torah. Meaning if Torah helps, and Torah is obviously this way to teach us right from wrong, this way to give us guidelines of life, a way to connect Hashem, why would you ever have to go on to anything else? Why would you ever have to go on to Shema or Yaskir Lo Yamisa? So I sort of sure brings down that the Lashon is Lashkichan Torasecha. The Greeks wanted to make us forget your Torah, Hashem's Torah. Meaning what? Not just Torah. What does it mean, forget Torah? How can they cause us to forget Torah? Either I remember or I forget. How can the Greeks cause us to forget Torah? They were trying to cause us to forget the Hashem in the Torah. Ein lecha chelek v'elokai Yisrael. There's no God. You can learn Torah on an intellectual level, but there's no God in the Torah. When there's no God in the Torah doesn't do anything for us. And that's why, what do we need to complement that? Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. To lift up our Torah. It's not just we learn Baba Kama or Ksuvas or Gittin. We learn the Eibishter's wisdom. We learn the Eibishter's Torah. I'm learning with the Ribbono Yisrael. That's what it means, the Mishnah Avos, in Parag Gimel. Listen to this Mishnah. This is a Mishnah we've learned this Mishnah. We know this Mishnah. But this Mishnah on the surface is very, is a pillow. Rab Doistaib, Rab Yana, Mishum Rab Meir Omer. Kol Shochech Dover Echad Mimishnaso. Ma'alo V'koz V'kilu Mitzchayev V'nafsho. Pashu Pshat, you forget something from your learning, you're Chayev Misa. Crazy Mishnah. Really? I'm Chayev Misa every day. Every day. Every day I forget. Pashu Pshat might be something we have to be mechazik ourselves in. Because when something's very important to you, you don't forget, by the way. If it was really that important, I wouldn't forget. Have you ever forget the names? Have you ever forget their birthdays? Have you ever forget if you're a big sports fan, you know, different years the teams won championships and what the game was like. I can tell you details of games, mamish, much better than I can tell you Baba Kama, sadly. I've learned Baba Kama. I should know it. If it was really chashiv, there's a lack of chashivas, maybe. But there's another pshat. There's another pshat. Maybe kol shoycheach davar echem mishnaso doesn't mean that you're shoycheach one thing from your learning, your chayav misa, which is a big chiddush. But if you're shoycheach davar echad, who's echad? Hashem echad mi mishnaso. That if you're learning, but you forget that this is the Torah of Hashem. You forget that this is the Ribbono Shalom that you're learning. The Ribbono Shalom that you're dating. The Ribbono Shalom that's in your life. You shecheach dover echad, then you're mischayev nafshu because you're missing the boat. You don't belong to be here. You don't deserve to be here. The whole purpose in learning is to be mekasher to the Eibishter, to be one with Hashem. And if not, that learning is not enough. And what is that? That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That sometimes we need to complement and supplement our learning. As we once said, that's pshat. The Gemara says, Eino dom misha shoyne perko mea pamel lemeva echad. Also a Peladika Gemara. Can't compare someone to learn something 100 times to 101 times. Really? There's such a difference, 100 and 101? Really? So Tanya has one pshat, Ayin Shom, in Amelus. Baal Shem says such a Torah. Baal Shem says, Me'ev Echad, Echad is again the Eibishter. Ein Odayim is someone who learns 100 times, someone who learns 100, Ve'echad, and with the Ribbono Shalom by your side. Knowing this is Torah is Hashem. Knowing I'm walking with Hashem. Every word I learn is the Torah of the Ribbono Shalom. That Torah, that type of Torah, the Torah complemented with Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad, that's the Torah of Chanukah. That's the Or HaGanuz that we learn about. That's an Or. You know, we all know famously all the Torahs, the 36 candles of Chanukah are connected to 36 hours of the Or HaGanuz. This Or HaGanuz is just spiritual light. It's enlightening, it's uplifting. And the Medrash Tanchuma in Noach Os Gimel says we can find that Lo'im Le'Torah. If you're toiling Torah, what? Because I'm one with Hashem and I'm uplifted, I'm a different person. And I'm living my purpose of life. So you know, I told you already at the beginning of Shir tonight, a lot of the beautiful Mekoymos I had the schus to be in these past few days, that were so special and so emotional. But I didn't share yet with you of the most uplifting in a certain sense. And that was just seeing the Heilige Talmidim, seeing my Heilige children, and seeing their faces, and seeing guys that a year ago or 6 months ago, they looked sad. They're walking around. You know what? You know what they? You know what it was at those ages to all of us, but specifically those ages where you to live through the years of COVID and not be allowed to be, not be allowed to be a person, not to be allowed to be normal, not to be allowed to socialize, not to be allowed to learn Torah in a normal way, not to be allowed to have a relationship with a Rebbe in a normal way, not to be allowed to have a kumzitz. You know, today we had a chbes for Hanukkah, Joey Newcomb concert in Deira, so it was very beautiful. But you know, I'm mainly with the seniors and the juniors, and some of the freshmen, Rabbeim, Rabbi Kmetsky, and someone else was telling me afterwards. I didn't even notice this. I didn't see, but apparently, like the freshmen, have no idea how to dance. They don't know how to dance. Meaning that should be something natural. What do you mean? I'm like, what do you mean they don't know how to dance? What does that mean? Yeah, because none of them had bar mitzvahs. They've never been by anywhere where you dance. Like they don't even know what it is to dance in a circle. Like they don't know what it is. Because they didn't have bar mitzvahs. They all had there's drive-bys, you know, like whatever, you know, and they had giveaways. I don't know what they had. They didn't have bar mitzvahs. So bar mitzvahs is where, like, as a kid, you learn that. We don't realize this, but seemingly, this is what the Rebbeim were telling me. Like, I didn't notice, but they didn't know what to do. It's like their first time dancing. You hear this? It's the first time dancing. Like, okay, shkoyach, they'll learn how to dance. I'm not worried about that this first time dancing. But these guys, they went through years where they weren't allowed to. We're not going to talk right now how much damage and made such decisions and whatever it was. But Lemaisa, to go to Eretz Yisrael and to see the faces, the panim of people, of my Talmidim, and forget about how incredible they're doing and how much Torah they're learning. I forget it, that's so important. But that's the rhyme and reason why I saw such simcha, such happiness, shining. They don't need a light, the Chanukah. Their faces are shining. Lichtig. 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 You know where that's coming from? That's coming from not just Torah. They have sat in classrooms behind with masks and borders and border police to learn Torah. But it was Torah B'li Hashem. It was just a subject. It was a subject. And when it's a subject, misses the boat. Because you can't have Hashem for a high school teenager in the way that we've had it the last few years. It was just complicated, obviously. You can't have a relationship until you're missing the whole relationship. So how you can have a relationship with Hashem? But now suddenly I see those same people who have a relationship, who have a kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom, they're alive. I called a father today. And tell him about his son in Eretz Yisrael and how incredibly he's doing. I told him, but then at the end I told him, most important, I never saw so much simcha on him before. I never saw him smile before the way he's smiling. Because he's with Hashem. And that's the biggest chizik, just to know Hashem is always by your side. And there's no bigger builder than that, than Torah, when you learn Torah correctly. When you learn Torah with the Echad. Whatever the Torah is, whether it's Gemara, whether it's Chassidus, whether it's Halacha, but it's Be'echad. By the way, that's what it was also, one of the most inspirational moments of this whole trip. I shared this maybe at the Mav Malka. I know you'll tell me if I shared it there, I think. I don't know if anyone's ever listened to that share yet. Okay, certain things you could say over. So, you know, we got to Meron. And when we got to Meron, we first went to Da'at Mincha. It was already, you know, went to Da'at Mincha. It was getting later in the day, whatever it was. We Da'at Mincha. Then we're davening for a while. I daven the Koyan rooms, overlooking all the hills. It's like the most beautiful, it's a beautiful thing ever. And then together, the Chevre, myself and my son and his friend, and Ari Mirzov and Josh Farkas, went down to the Makom de Mizbech. And we're standing there, first just all crying. And my son was there that night. Josh Farkas was there that night. So for them, it's even a different Harikashas Halev. To be at that Makom. And we're all just there in thought, in Machshava. And my son starts singing very softly, Ayani Mamin. And slowly we all start singing together with him. It was a tefillah, like a tefillah. Davening for Mashiach. Davening for those families. But then it was incredible. I looked up and I saw what's the plaque, and I'll show you, I have a picture of this. What's the plaque that was put up in that makom as a zikaron to the Kedoshim? What's the plaque? It's not Ami Imamim Bevias Mashiach like we would think, because that's what you think about those times. What else do you daven for at this time when you see such churban? It's Ani Imamim Munish Lema Shabaris Baruch Shmo Bori Umanig. It's I believe that Hashem is the creator and the leader. L'chol Abruim, that everything was created. V'hu levado, and he by himself, Osa, Osav, Osav, Yasa, L'chol Amasim. He's done and he does and he will do everything. That's what's there. Meaning what? A testament to Amunah. To say, we don't know why this happened, and we're obviously saddened. Like we haven't been, I don't know, who knows when. What a tragedy. But we have Amunah. And we know Hashem runs the Welt. I mean, and that's the only thing that could get us through such a tragedy. The only way that Aryeh Morris, his father, is walking around the Mei Sharim the next day when I saw him, and not still in a corner somewhere crying, it's because he has Amunah. And he knows Hashem runs the world. And there's no greater way to gain that Amunah than through Torah, if it's learned properly. People ask me all the time, where does your Amunah come from? Vadas is Amunah that comes from a recognition, like Avram looking around the world and saying, there has to be an Abishter and Sopajit. Vadas is Amunah that comes from just being honest and open, and opening up your eyes to the stories of your life and seeing the Ribono Shel Olam daily and things that occur. But I'll tell you personally, at this point, the strength of my Amunah on a personal level is through Torah. The more Torah you learn, how can you not see Hashem? How can I walk with Hashem? It's mamash ain't sof. It's so. It's just you see Chacham Elokim and you're a different person. You're on fire with the Amunah. So that's Torah Secha. That's Chanukah. We said as well, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad is Shoyvim is Keneged Pagam Abris. Because that's the most selfish activity one's involved in. But realize that also can affect our Torah in a very real way. You know, the Sfas Paneach, he once went to visit the Sfas Emes. And when he left, the Sfas Emes says, that person's Kulo Kedusha. Kulo Kedusha. Why? Because he had such a memory in Torah, you could only have such a memory if you're Kulo Kedusha. You never play game anything but Toma. This is a Chira in our Torah. It affects it. But it's the void of Chanukah as well. The void of Chanukah, the lights of the menorah, it's from the Tara Makadish Arainayim. And I saw an incredible Marsha. Something we spoke about in a woman's share. Not this Marsha, but this Gemara. The Gemara tells us that we're allowed to light the menorah. Achetichla regel min ashok, right? Everyone knows this. Achetichla regel min ashok. But when Chazal say achetichla the tarmadai, what's the final people that left the shuk? The tarmadai. Who were the tarmadai? They were the ones who sold the wood. They stayed in the shuk latest. People would need wood for fire. So there's another Gemara that talks about these tarmadayim. This famous story in Gemara Shabbos Lamed Aleph, where these people they heard that Hillel is very calm. They want to get him angry. They come and ask him all these foolish, crazy questions. And he keeps cool through the whole thing. And one of the questions is, am I a nayan shel tarmodeim trutos? Why are the eyes of these people, these tarmodeim, same people, why are they all blurry-eyed? And Hillel answers, because they live shadarim ben acholos, they live by the sand. The Marsha explains, we'll see. The Marsha explains, what does this mean? Why were their eyes messed up and blurry-eyed and they couldn't see MS? What is this choyl, the sand? It's choyl, it's mundane. What specifically? The ayin ra. He says, in kamam kodes kina, it says, nus, al shem ayin. That they, what? She'ain ben kedusha v'geta erva k'mo she'yesh v'miyuchsin shebisrael. You know why their eyes were blurry eyed? Because they didn't have shemir sanayim. Atchetich l'regem l'shuk. That's what's the avodah of Chanukah. Is atchetich l'regem l'shuk. Who are the tarmadoyim? To get rid of the tarmadoyim, meaning get rid of what? The lacking of shemir sanayim. To be mekadosh arinayim. And when we're, how we mekadosh arinayim? Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's not about me. That activity is all about me. Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. A few days before I got to Eretz Yisrael, my son ran an incredible program in his yeshiva. My son, Nechassan, so he decided he's gonna be mechazik the yeshiva in Shemir Sanayim. And anyone that was mechazik themselves in Shemir Sanayim, I don't know the exact parameters how you knew. You had to put on a filter, take everything off your phone, mamish BMS for 40 days. So once in the middle, he took everybody out to eat in some chvesnish restaurant, but like, you know, like a two-star, like more like schmaltzy place, you know, chvesnish, like meisharim type chvesnish. But then at the end, he said it's like one of the fanciest restaurants. I never was at this restaurant. Maybe some of the chevra was in Yerushalayim Skyline. Everyone knows what I'm talking about? Nobody. Yeah, oh, you're holding? It's a nice restaurant. It's good. It's an expensive restaurant. It's a good restaurant, right? What?
You paid for it?
I paid for it? Listen what happened. So how did he get the money? He paid for both of these. I don't know how many. It was like 30 guys, maybe. At Skyline. And then also, like, with wine. They also got, like... Well, the first meal in this Suda, Shmuel met this guy... I don't want to skip all details. This guy maybe would be upset. But basically, one day, already a while ago, it was during the summer, this guy, some big veer, he wanted to go away with his wife to an island somewhere, Chvesnisht. But they don't have a minion there. So in order to go away, he paid for Shmuel and 8 friends, paid for their flights, paid for the hotel, paid for the food, for everything, that they should come. So that he'd have a minion the whole vacation. Okay? So Shmuel went and he met this guy through going to this place, Trusot Emes. So he reached out to him and said, I'm running this program, and he said, I'll sponsor everything. This guy, the guy sponsoring the whole first Suda, the second Suda, everything. So second Suda, I don't know how much the first Suda was. The second Suda came out to over $3,000. Okay? Wait, listen to this. He walks in, Shmuel walks into this restaurant, and this other gvir, I don't want to say any names, I don't know if they're embarrassed, but especially I don't want you to tell her, but Lamai says, this other gvir, somehow Shmuel knew him, and starts talking to him, and asks, what are you doing here? He's like, tells him why he brought this whole chevra. So he says, oh, so let me get you guys something. I want to sponsor something. Can I get you guys wine? He's like, no, we brought all the wine, everything's taken care of. Okay, fine, finished. They have the Osuda, Shmuel goes to pay, and they said, oh, everything's paid for already. That guy went behind his back, paid the whole bill over $3,000. He wanted this chusim. So now, but Shmuel has all the money from the other guy already. He calls up the other guy, and the other guy wasn't so happy. He says, he wants this chusim. He says, okay, you got to run another program and use this money to another program. Mi kamcha Yisrael. Mi kamcha Yisrael. Emes. Well, can't make this stuff up. Okay, makes it up. But what is it all? Because these tzaddikim understand the importance of Shemir Sanayim. Because Shemir Sanayim is, again, there's so many reasons. If we start out, again, we'll get to show him in a couple weeks, you know what I'm saying? L'maisa for now, but recognize the connection to Torah, the connection to Hashem, because it's all about me. It's that Shema Yisrael Hashem L'kein Hashem Achad, which is Chanukah Dik as well. And finally, Yaskir Le'Misa, which is Purim, but Chanukah as well. Yaskil and Miso does not mean in a depressing way. People get it all wrong. You find a lot of chazals of Yaskil and Miso, right? It's not meant to be depressed, I might die tomorrow. It's meant to be in a way to recognize life is short, I have to make the most of today. You know, one of the things I noticed, and we all notice this, especially on a short trip, I'm zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael for 5 days, I'm able to make the most of every second. How could I waste a second? Mamish, we spoke about the first day, just what I got into the first day. I didn't go to sleep before 4. First night I went to 5 a.m. I was up before 8. Most nights, I lose about 4 to 7:30. Take a nap. And not one second was I not doing 20-hour days of davening, of learning, talking to guys. Incredible. Mamish, incredible. To light lich, light the Chanukah licht in the old city of Yerushalayim, Eir Kodesh, you know what that was like? So we're there, you make the most of every day, because you know you have to grab onto it. But that's the way we should be living always. I don't mean necessarily we should be sleeping 2-3 hours. That's dangerous, and it's a point, that's why I've been sick for 3 days, coupled with coming back to Chutz L'Aretz, and just not being able to handle the tumah, I guess. So I told him, I went to the doctor today, that's what I told him. He didn't really understand, but... Anyways... L'maisa... Yaskil Misa. And if there was one thing I kept on thinking about in Iran, by the Mizbeach, was Yaskil Misa. I was thinking about the Kedoshim. I think about each and every one of those Tzaddikim, those 45 Tzaddikim. None of them could have imagined what was going to be going to Iran, like Boimer. So we have to use that for chizuk. Not in a depressing way, in a way to make the most of every day. I remember thinking about that as well. The incredible synthesis of, you know, from there going, I went, as we said, straight to the Arizal's mikveh. And the mikveh is all about ischadshus. The mikveh is all about chias of life. The mikveh is birth, is rebirth. Right? We go into the mikveh, we're supposed to envision ourselves being reborn, a bir yichadasha. But it's amazing, I think the Arizal's mikveh does this better than anywhere else, because the Arizal's mikveh, you're right on top of the Kibbutz Tzaddikim. You're right by the cemetery of the Arizal, the race of Cairo, the Shlomo Alkabet, the Batayin, of many Tzaddikim. Right there. So within moments, you're going from Misa to Chias, from me, right? Like it's right there. It's no bigger makom of Yaskir Layam Misa in order to what? To live. To live properly. There was a song in the secular world. You got to live like you're dying. You got to live like you're dying. Not chas b'shalom in a sad way, b'simcha. But live like you're dying, meaning making the most of every day. How can we waste a second in this world? How do we, you know, and talk often, obviously, to people about the internet and forget about all the taiva and pornography and all that in the internet. The internet has been of the worst things that have brought in into our world just because of the bittul zman of it. Yes, I know there are milas. Please, all the negative outweighs the milas, trust me. There's no question in my mind. Zero question in my mind. There's zero question in my mind all the negatives that outweigh the milas. Again, you want to say what is Torah, so you could figure out a way to have audio of Torah without having internet. We could have gotten technological in Torah and gotten audio around without having to need internet and needing to ever have visionary. You could listen without having to see on that. Come to live share if you don't, you'll see. Emes, and of the biggest negativities, not just all the taiva, which is terrible, just the amount of bittul zman, the amount of people waste their time. When you look at people's screen times on their phone, how much time they're on their phone in a day. Yaskir Layam Misa is telling me, make the most of my days. Don't waste a second. And this is all Chanukah. This is Geishna. So Chaver, what's the key to it all? How do I make sure that I'm going to learn, that I'm going to be with Hashem, that I'm going to Yaskir Layam Misa, that I'm going to live up to all of this? So Chaver, Sunday morning, on the 24th of Kislev, I was thinking about my son becoming a chassan that night. I spent the morning for about 3 hours on the rooftop of Shuvuban, my favorite makom in the world, directly looking down on Har Habayis, directly opposite Har Habayis. Truth is, for Shal Shudis, I had Shal Shudis with Rabbi Groner and my son Ben Chevro, and we had a beautiful Shal Shudis on a rooftop directly opposite the Kotel, where you also saw down on Har Habayis. It was the same height also, you saw, it was pretty amazing. It was one of the highest rooftops directly opposite the Kotel. So to have Shal Shudis like that was like, there are no words. I told the Chevro, can you imagine where we are, what we have? The holiest time in the year, Because Shabbos is the only day of the week. We spoke about that often. In the holiest place in the world, like, what a schus that we had. Like, people don't have that. You can talk to all these people, and it's beautiful, but whatever, for another time. Such a schus to stay in the old city and to be close to Kodesh Kedoshim. Anyway, so I'm Sunday morning. And what did I do? I didn't have this schus. The Chavir knows that I didn't have this schus to be in Eretz Yisrael Yom Kippur this year or last year. So this Moshe Dabba was by my side when the year before that Yom Kippur, one of the ways I prepared was went to the top of Shuvu Banim. It wasn't the top roof, it was locked then, but high enough. And listened to Seder Avodah, listened to Yishai Ribo. I'll never forget what that is to prepare. That was the year he wrote it. You know, the song only came out like a month before that or whatever it was. And to listen to that, directly opposite Har HaBayis, preparing for the Avodah on Yom Kippur, a very special moment. So I said, I didn't have the schus to be the Yom Kippur. But we know that Chanukah is the chasima. Chanukah is really the closing times of tshuva. So I'm on this rooftop listening to Seder Avodah. I was thinking about the following. Baruch Shem Kod Machus Oli Olam Vaed. The Bnei Sascha brings down that there are 24 letters in Baruch Shem Kod Machus Oli Olam Vaed. Keneged the 24th of Kislev. The day that I was listening to this. The day that I was there. Because the hachana for Chanukah is Baruch Shem Kod Machus Oli Olam Vaed. So I was up there thinking about what that means exactly. Baruch Shem Kod Machus Oli Olam Vaed. Lefi Kabbalah is the Yichud Tatah. It's our Amuna. It's our statement of Amuna. Shema Yisrael's Yichud Yilah is even on a different type of higher level. Shema Yisrael Shem Elkein Hashem Echad is 25 letters. That's already Chanukah already. The preparation is Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olei Olam Vaed. So I was thinking exactly what that means. And I thought about it. I'm up there and I thought to myself, listen, Chavir, this is what a remez came. It was worth just for this. You ready? I'm thinking, you know what this is all about? Because everything in life is one thing. And all of that we spoke about tonight, Torah and Yaskel and Misa and Shema Yisrael, it's all about one thing. His fatless to the Rabbon Shalom. Recognize the Rabbon Shalom is everything in this world. The Rabbon Shalom is everything in my life. I'm nothing without him. I owe my whole existence to him. All I want to do is connect to him. Of course, I have relationships with other people. You have a kala, you have a wife, you have friends. But all that is also just to really connect to Hashem. It's all one. And bring Hashem into everything. That's why Ish and Isha is with Ka. So it's all his fatless. It's all nothing but Hashem. Nothing but Hashem. That has to be Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Vaed. That's what you're saying. So this is what came to me. If you take the gematria, well, Mamish Sunday morning, and I did the gematria Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Vaed, it's gematria 1,376. Listen to this, Chevra. That's preparation for Chanukah. To do what? 1,376 Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Vaed is exactly 8 times Akev. The word Akev is 172. 8 times Akev is exactly 1,376. Now this is what Hashem puts in my mind. That's not, why did I think of that? I have no idea. This is all just matanis. But I understand why afterwards I was thinking about it, what did I just think of? Why Shkoyach, big deal. No. Because what is Akev? Akev's Yaakov. And Akev represents humility. Akev represents I'm nothing, I have to be more. That's why Yaakov is called Akev. Why? Because he's Yadu Chazes to Akev Esav. Because Yaakov understood he always has to be more. He understood that I'm only a heel. I got to be more and more and more. Who's the person understand that I always have to be more? I mean, I recognize I'm nothing compared to the Rabbon Shalom. It doesn't matter what I've accomplished. Akev times 8 for the 8 days of Chanukah is exactly Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Vaed. And that's our avodah through Torah. And that's our avodah through Shema Yisrael. And that's our avodah through Yasker Leim and Misa Chevra. And that's what we should accomplish is Chanukah. We have a few more days, Chevra. It goes very quickly. Doesn't it? It's crazy. Didn't you feel that tonight? When you're lighting the fifth lich? Like, what? It's the fifth night already? It's the fifth night already? Like, what happened? More important than lighting candles and lighting our hearts. And walking away with the chizik of that I'm going to be one with Torah and one with Hashem. The chizik of Shema Yisrael. The chizik of Yaskel and Misa. The chizik of his vatlus to the Rabbon Shalom. You know, Aaron Belzer, he, like many of his Zedekim, he would make the minog of playing dreidel. But some years he didn't play dreidel even on Chanukah. He'd play after Chanukah. One year, it was like after Chanukah, he never played dreidel. His family's like, let's play dreidel. And it wasn't until a very long time after Chanukah that he finally played dreidel. What was pshat? So that's what Rav Melech brings down in the Sefer on Chanukah. The Pestama pshat was that Rav Aaron Belzer was trying to teach the world. Ikar of Chanukah is not for Chanukah, but it's got to continue into the year. So the dreidel of Gaishna, the dreidel that reminds us of this whole Torah, it's Yudah Shal Chafan of Torah, of Shema, of Yaskilah and Misa, is a Torah that has to continue all year long. So I'm playing dreidel months later. It's the dreidel of Matzah Yom Kippur that I found to take us into the year. Mitzvah Hashem, we shall be Zoyecha. We shall be Zoyecha to light a fire over this Chanukah. Ad Shitish Shal Heves Oilem Ela. So the fire just keeps on going. You know, maybe that as well. Maybe that's the miracle. The miracle that the fire lasted 8 days is to remind us, so too should our fire last. It's not a fire that we light during Chanukah and goes out. It's a fire that should last. Mr. Shem Dom will be Zoycha. When Chanukah will lead us into Shoivim, will lead us into Purim. As we said, Chanukah plus Shoivim was Purim. Gematria Koyiyah Mashiach Keinu B'mheirah B'yameinu. Ez Hashem Baruch.